Take your Bibles this morning and go to Isaiah chapter 17 to begin. Isaiah chapter 17. Will you be ready when the Lord comes? Will you be ready? Will you be watching? Or will you have forgotten Him? Will you have forgotten Him? My grandfather, on my mother's side, enjoyed writing, and some of his writings, I believe, were published. I think he had several poems that were published. However, of all his writings, I only remember one of them, and that came by way of email. He wrote the email not long before the Lord took him home, and the letter was one really of deep emotional sorrow. It was about his lover of well over half a century, my grandmother. And my grandmother developed dementia in the latter times of her life, the latter years of her life, eventually having full-blown Alzheimer's. And in the email, my grandfather wrote a very detailed scene of a specific evening as he sat in his chair and Grandma sat on the other side, and he wrote about the broken heart, his brokenheartedness as he sat there and gazed at this woman whom he loved, who no longer really even knew him. And as you can imagine, that broke his heart, and no one can really explain what that's like until they have been through that. It even feels, as I understand, it almost feels like that one has unwittingly betrayed you, who's known you for so long and yet now doesn't even recognize you. How awful and dreadful dementia is. But the Bible teaches us that spiritual dementia breaks the heart of God. If we're not careful, we depersonalize God's love for us to the point where we wouldn't say it, but in our hearts we really don't feel that God internalizes our lack of love for Him. Where we don't think that God is as personal as He's revealed in the Scriptures. We think of Him as being so supreme, so out there, so great, that to grieve His heart seems foreign to us. It seems a little more personal than we view God. But God indeed is grieved when we forget Him. God indeed does hurt as we forget Him, if I can use it in that sense. How great a betrayal it was when the children of Israel forgot their God. And imagine how it must grieve the Lord when someone for whom Christ died and has received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior forgets God. Forgets their Savior. This morning I'd like to look at four signs of spiritual dementia. Four signs of spiritual dementia. Any one of these signs reveal, if you find it in your life, if the Holy Spirit reveals it to you in your life, any one of these signs reveals a spiritual problem that needs immediate attention. Have you forgotten God? Have you forgotten God? Before we read this passage, would you go over to Psalm 10? The 10th Psalm. Psalm 10, and I'd like to read verse 4. Psalm 10 and verse 4. The wicked through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. The wicked person wants to forget God because it convicts him. It makes him realize that he is not the master of his own destiny. It makes him realize that he does not rightfully, it's not right for him to be Lord of his own life. But if we are not careful as Christians in our daily living, if we are not on guard, we can fall into the same trap of that Israel fell into, and we can get the dread disease of spiritual dementia and forget God and push God out of our thoughts and not want to think about God because of the conviction that it brings. Have you forgotten God? We'll look at four different texts today, four signs of spiritual betrayal, the first being Isaiah chapter 17, beginning at verse 9. In that day shall his strong cities be as a forsaken bough and an uppermost branch, which they left because of the children of Israel, and there shall be desolation. Because thou hast forgotten the God of thy salvation, and hast not been mindful of the rock of thy strength. Therefore shalt thou plant pleasant plants, and thou shalt set it with strange slips. In the day shalt thou make thy plant to grow, and in the morning shalt thou make thy seed to flourish. But the harvest shall be a heap in the day of grief and of desperate sorrow. Because thou hast forgotten the God of thy salvation. Dear Heavenly Father, open our eyes to your truth this morning. Open our eyes to your word. Lord, show us areas in our lives where we either have intentionally or unintentionally pushed you out in order to forget you. And show us what we've replaced you with. I pray this morning, have thine own way, Lord. Fill me with thy spirit as I always need to be filled. But I ask for unction from thy Holy Spirit to preach your word carefully, truthfully, honestly, lovingly. Guide our thoughts, guide this time. May we see your word clearly. In Jesus' name and for his glory, I pray. Amen. The first sign of spiritual betrayal, and when I say this, I'm going to reword it, one sign of spiritual betrayal. These are not in a logical order. I've just done it chronologically according to the passages. But one sign of spiritual dementia sets in when you replace faith in God with trust in the gods of this world. Spiritual dementia sets in when you replace faith in God with trust in the gods of this world. This chapter's prophecy focuses on the judgment of Syria, with their key city of Damascus, as well as the judgment of Israel called Ephraim in this passage. You'll remember, at this point in time, the kingdom of Israel, due to sin, has split. You have the 10 nations of the north, known typically as Israel, but called often in the prophets Ephraim. And then you have the two southern tribes called the tribe or the kingdom of Judah in the south. And what happened in history is that Israel, the 10 northern tribes, decided to make an alliance with Syria to go and fight against the tribes of Judah. So Israel, as if we were to look at it as a whole, if we were to bring the nations back together, they're having, in a sense, a civil war. They're having a war, the 10 northern tribes against the 2 southern tribes, because they've walked away from God. And Israel joins affinity, makes an unholy alliance with Syria to fight against her brothers and sisters in the south. God had warned Israel, even before they went into the promised land, that they were not to make alliances with the heathen nations. They weren't to make political alliances. They weren't to join forces with other countries because of the effect it would have upon their nation. Not only that, but to join affinity, to make an alliance politically with another nation, was to say, God, you are no longer enough for us. We need more help. We need the strength of other nations to help us. We don't need just you. We need you and them. And the Bible warned against this because it said what's going to happen is you're going to join together and they're going to affect you and draw you away from God. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. It wasn't just political alliances, though. They weren't to make personal alliances. They weren't to marry the heathen. You found back in the time of the judges, we found that there were marriages that were made that were people of Israel marrying unbelieving heathen. And as a result, they were bringing their idols directly into God's chosen nation. Before long, idol worship was a norm. It was taking place all over. And here in Israel, and specifically in verses 9 through 11, we have references to the groves and to the idolatry that went on in Israel because of their unholy alliance. Because they walked away from God, they put their trust in the gods of the world. And that's what it's speaking of. When you read about their planting pleasant plants with strange slips, they're making their plant to grow. In the morning thou shalt make thy seed to flourish, but the harvest shall be in heap in the day of grief and of the desperate sorrow. It's referring to some of the heathen ceremonies that took place and the preparations for those things. And you see that emphasized and brought out clearly with the word strange. It was not of God. It was unholy. And so idolatry had permeated this area. And God's judgment was going to come upon them. Through the pride of their countenance, they did not seek after God. God was not in all their thoughts. They went after other gods. Isaiah wrote in chapter 65 and verse 2 of the compassion of God who tried to draw them back. He said, I've spread out my hands all day unto a rebellious people which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. We saw in chapter 1 how over and over again the Lord sent the judgments to draw them back. He allowed them to have the consequences of their sin to draw them back. And even to the point where you read in Isaiah chapter 1 how that they had been thoroughly chastised from head to toe, the picture is there. And yet they would not go back to God. They turned away from Him. They forgot the God who redeemed them from Egypt and brought them into the promised land. And the Bible warns us in 1 John, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Spiritual dementia. You cannot have God and the world. You cannot have God and the idols of this world. And the Lord commands us to love Him with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength. And we could go on to a few other passages of how deeply we are to love God. And we're to say, okay, Lord, do you have all my heart? Because spiritual dementia sets in when we replace faith in Him with faith in the gods of this world. And we say this, God, you are not enough to satisfy my desires. You are not enough to meet my needs. You are not enough. I need more. And therefore, Lord, you can have part of me. You can have part of my heart. You can have part of my life. But to give myself totally to you, well, that's asking a lot. And yet you still address him as God, the one who created you and owns you rightfully, and the one who sent his son to die on the cross and redeem you from your sins, buying you back from the world. They made unholy alliances. They replaced faith in God with faith in the gods of this world. Spiritual dementia sets in. And folks, how easy it is. I'm with you. How easy it is to be captured by the cares and by the things of this world on a daily basis. Things that aren't even necessarily bad, but that steal my affections from God, that rob my heart from God, that replace Him in my heart. Spiritual dementia sets in when you replace faith in Him with faith in the gods of this world. Israel ran to Syria for help. And God judged him for it. We can run to the gods of this world, to the money, for the things, for the fame, whatever it is in your life, whatever that temptation is. Have you forgotten God? Have you replaced him? Do you have spiritual dementia? Secondly, spiritual dementia sets in when you fear man rather than trust in God. Go to Isaiah chapter 51. Isaiah chapter 51. In Isaiah chapter 51, I'd like to read verses 12 and 13. God will, in this section, it's referring to the day when Israel will be reunited to God during, probably speaking of the millennial kingdom in this passage. And you catch that in verse 11, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. What a day that will be when they recognize Jesus Christ as the Messiah. But, verses 12 and 13, I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou, that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass, and forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that has stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and hath feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? just getting to the point here, what's going on? Oh, what is the emphasis here in verse 13? You're forgetting the Lord because of verse 12, because of the fear of man. Because of the fear of man. Have you faced that in your life recently? You read about the turmoil that goes on because of ISIS or because of the cells that are in the United States and because of the terror that's going on around this world. You read about that. And if we are not careful, we can start withdrawing into the fear of man instead of remembering who our God is. And look at how he reveals himself. Verse 13. You've forgotten, you forget the Lord, thy maker. Thy maker. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Can you make a physical body? Can you men go into your garage and into your workbench and form DNA? Can you create eyes that can see with the same sensitivity as the human eye? Can you make a being that has a body, soul, and spirit with five senses that can have a relationship with God? Thou forgettest the Lord, thy maker. He didn't just make you. He has stretched forth the heavens, and laid the foundations of the earth. That's a big God. My mind was blown last week when Pastor Ryan put that golf ball down on the floor and said, let's pretend this is the earth. The largest star we know of, which there are billions that we don't know of, but the largest star we know of next to the earth would fill from here all the way to Conklin's golf course. We've measured the supposed measurements of this giant star compared to the earth. We'll go from here to that golf course. That's huge. My mind can't comprehend that. And that's just one star. And yet, our God, by merely saying the word, stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. How can we forget him? How can the boastings of an Islamic terrorist group or men in office who have forsaken God, how can their words terrorize us when we've got a God like that? And yet how many are trembling in heart, fearing the future because of the fear of man? Spiritual dementia sets in when you fear man rather than trust in God. It sets in when you replace faith in him with faith in the gods of the world. It sets in when you fear men rather than trusting in God. Now go over to Jeremiah chapter 50. Jeremiah chapter 50. Here's the third sign of spiritual dementia. In this passage, we don't have the fear of man that drives us away from God, that causes us to forget him. Instead, we have a little different nature. Jeremiah chapter 50, and I'll read verse 6. My people hath been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. And if you look at the next verse, you find that the Lord is their habitation. They have forgotten their resting place. What happened in this verse? Spiritual dementia sets in when we become followers of men rather than followers of God. Fearing man will cause you to forget God, but becoming followers of men, glorifying men, rather than being a follower of God. Stop and think, what were the... You know what? Let's run a quick rabbit trail. It's not a rabbit trail. Let's look at the condition of God's people in Jeremiah's time. Go back to chapter 2. In Jeremiah chapter 2, we'll see where following the wrong advice, following the wrong men, following the wrong leaders got them. Jeremiah chapter 2, I love this passage. Let's begin verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me? They forgot them. They've gone far from me and have walked after vanity and are become vain. Neither said they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt? And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit, thereof and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination. The priest said not, here's the shepherds, the ones, the spiritual leaders. The priest said not, where is the Lord? And they that handle the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me. And the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Wherefore, I will yet plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over the isles of Chittim and see, and send unto Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. Hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not prophet. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, that's our God, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Israel's condition, they were forgetting God because they were following men rather than God. Go down to verse 31. O generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore say my people, we are lords, we will come no more unto thee. Can a maid forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. What a sad state. Their spiritual leaders were corrupt, and they rather than following God, they followed after men. Spiritual dementia. It sets in when you replace faith in Him with trust in the gods of the world. It sets in when you fear man rather than God. And it sets in when you become followers of men rather than God. oh, young people, we're living in this age of American Idol, where you've got to, you, where we're putting everybody striving to be somebody popular. When I was a kid, we did it in less subtle ways. I'm not saying it was right, but we put posters on our walls of our basketball players and things like that. And I'm not saying that it's necessarily sin, but it is when it gets your heart. And when you become a follower of a man, or you become a follower of the world, when you can tell me the latest person who won, I don't even know if American Idol's on but anymore, but or you can tell me the latest person who won this or who won this popularity thing, and yet you can't tell me the last time the Holy Spirit has dealt with you specifically through the reading of His Word. You've forgotten God. You've become a follower of men rather than a follower of God. In this case, sadly, it was the spiritual leaders. Well, we could go there, couldn't we, today? Popular speakers, popular broadcasters who are very entertaining to listen to, and yet whose lifestyles speak loudly about who they are. They're packing their wallets, they're packing their jets, they're living high on the hog off your dollars, revealing who they really are, wolves in sheep's clothing, and yet the masses are following them. And how often I've talked to people who can quote and who will read and will tout these leaders far more than they even know their own Bible. They've forgotten God. Spiritual dementia sets in when you become followers of men rather than followers of God. Last but not least, Hosea chapter 13. Hosea chapter 13. In Hosea chapter 13, I'd like to begin reading at verse 4. Hosea 13 and verse 4. Yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior beside me. I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of drought, of great drought. According to their pasture, so were they filled. They were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore have they forgotten me. Therefore I will be unto them as a lion, as a leopard by the way will I observe them. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps, and will rend the call of their heart. And there will I devour them like a lion. The wild beast shall tear them. Oh, Israel. Folks, don't get upset at God for such writing. Oh, Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. But in me is thine help. Why is America going downhill? Because we're destroying ourselves. Why does a Christian depart from God? And why are so many weak and sickly and have no clue even the basic doctrines of the Scripture? Because we've destroyed ourselves. We've ignored the Word of God. We've forgotten God. How so? Why? Because in verse 6, we were filled. We had God's blessing on our nation. God has blessed America. I think it would take a fool to argue that. I really believe that God did bless our nation because of God-fearing men. and God-fearing churches. But what happened? We started to love God's blessings more than we loved Him. And I've met a lot of professing believers today who are addicted to God's blessings rather than being lovers of God. Rather than loving God Himself, we love His blessings. You see that in verse 6? They're in the land of great drought in that wilderness, and yet God gave them manna. God gave them quail. God gave them water. God poured out abundance for them, and their heart was exalted. They were filled with the blessings of God. Therefore, have they forgotten Me? Spiritual dementia sets in when we love God's blessings more than we love He Himself, our God. Ladies, how much would you appreciate your husband always talking about what you do for him? Always loving what you cook for him? Always loving what you, the sacrifices you make to give him, but never once does he say, "I love you. I appreciate you for who you are." Men, how would you love it if your wife respected the car that you provided for her and the money to meet to pay the bills and talked all about what you did, but never said, "But I love you." And if every one of those blessings is taken away, "I love you." And yet, how easily we fall into the snare of loving God for His blessings without loving Him. I struggle so much. It's not a wrong thing. I just struggle, perhaps wrestling with my own heart. When someone says, "I love God, He has done so much for me." We ought to love God for what He has done for us. But folks, we ought to love God for who He is. Just as you love your spouse for who they are, not just what they do. And yet we find in here that God poured out His blessings on Israel, feeding them miraculously, bringing them into the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey. They were blessed with material abundance, yet after a while, they had all they needed with all their abundance, so they didn't need God anymore. They forgot Him. Dangerous trap to fall into. Spiritual dementia sets in when you replace faith in Him with faith in the gods of this world or the things of this world. Spiritual dementia sets in when you fear man rather than trust God. Spiritual dementia sets in when you become followers of men more than followers of God. And spiritual dementia sets in when we love God's blessings more than we love Him. God didn't say, "Thou shalt love the Lord's blessings and the Lord's prosperity." He didn't say, "Thou shalt love that with all thy heart." He says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God." And when you love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, you can strip everything away. God could remove everything and put you in the place of Job. And you could bow on your head and worship and say, "The Lord giveth, and He taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Because your love is Him, not just His blessings. Romans chapter 1 and verse 28 points out the serious judgment that comes into one's life when we forget God. Romans 1:28 says, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. They did not want to think about the true God. They did not want him to have his rightful place. Maybe they wanted him to have part of their life, but they didn't want to surrender all. They want to live comfortably with his blessings too. But worse than that, and in that passage particularly, it's worse than that. They did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. They got exactly what they wanted. God let them have their heart's desire, and it destroyed them. And it says to do those things which are not convenient. You see, when you forget God, you've already taken the first step. When you're fighting to meditate on God, when you don't want to think about God because, oh, that's what a holy roller does, or that's what a really super spiritual person does. No, when you push God and his word and his laws out of your mind, you are setting yourselves up to do that which is not convenient, that which is not even natural or fitting. And when our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren become followers of the devil and of some of the most hideous practices that are out there, part of it may be traced back to the time when you pushed God out of your mind and you let these other things crowd God. Spiritual dementia. I'll give you this passage. Here's how you combat it. Go study. If you have time this afternoon, I'd encourage you to take God's word and look at Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 11 through 20. Really, if you read Deuteronomy chapter 1 through chapter 8, specifically chapter 4 and chapter 8, you'll see how to combat spiritual dementia, how to be on guard against it. Over and over again, you'll find in there, beware lest you forget. Beware lest you forget. Take heed lest you forget. We will not run to that passage for time's sake. So I'll leave you with this one, Psalm 27:8. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. When the Lord's speaking to you and saying, don't forget me, come back to me, return to me, let your mind think on me, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. When God's working in your heart, don't fight it. Don't fight it, lest you be overcome with spiritual dementia. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Perhaps this morning you know the Lord speaking in your heart right now and saying, come back to me. Come back to me. You've forgotten me. If that is you, then cry out from the depths of your heart. In your heart, say, Lord, when thou sayest, seek ye my face, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Lord, I seek you right now. Forgive me for wandering and help me to walk with you. Lord, right now, deliver me from spiritual dementia. Lord, deliver us and protect us from forgetting you. And if there's anyone here today who doesn't even know the full story of how God didn't redeem Israel from Egypt, you delivered or provided deliverance for every person through the cross of Calvary to be redeemed, to become your child, your own chosen, peculiar people. If there's anyone here today without Christ, I pray that your Holy Spirit would work in their hearts this morning, that they would thirst and long after the truth. But Lord, again, deliver us and keep us from spiritual dementia. May we instead grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray. Amen.